Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 177 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today her skin with a little bit of a twist. Yeah, we have a terrific show coming up. Before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your reminder to click on iTunes after this episode and rate and review the show, because I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs, waiting to hear from you. That's right. Your feedback is golden. No, it isn't. It's platinum. All right. It's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
Now, you think I'm going to be sitting here talking about the usual stuff with skin, right? You know, it's like slapping on SPF and being ever so careful, because we have our go-to dermatologist, Dr. Jessica Wu, with us. She's the author of Feed Your Face, Younger, Smoother Skin, and A Beautiful Body in 28 Delicious Days. Dr. Wu, as you might remember, is a cosmetic dermatologist in Los Angeles, California, where she has practiced for 20 years. She's a graduate of Harvard Medical School, assistant clinical professor of dermatology at the USC School of Medicine. And oh my gosh, she lectures nationally and internationally, and she's all over the place. So today we have dermatology with a bit of a twist. And that twist has to do with what? Marijuana? Cannabis, the healing properties of cannabis. What is that going to be about when it comes to your skin? Okay. Dr. Wu, welcome back to the Her podcast. Tell us what this is all about and help us understand the CBD piece of this.
Thanks for having me, Pam. It's always a pleasure to talk to you about skin and especially alternative treatments, which is a great area of interest for me. And I have really been fielding a lot of questions from patients in recent months, because many people are interested in CBD because they're hearing about it in the media, on social media, and many people are hungry for an alternative to treat various ailments. And CBD is certainly an ingredient that has been promoted to treat many different conditions internally, and now increasingly it's being found in skincare products. So I thought this would be a really timely topic. It's certainly a hot topic among my patients, so I thought your listeners might be interested as well. In California, we have a particular, it's cannabis, and now CBD has been particularly popular because, as many people know, California was the first state to legalize medical marijuana, and now there are a lot of dispensaries here in Los Angeles. And as I walk down the skincare aisles of drugstores and various apothecaries, I see a lot of these products containing CBD. And so I think it's important to understand, first of all, what CBD is and how it's related or not to marijuana, and understand the science, because I always, while I'm interested in what are the hot, trendy, popular topics, I also tell my patients it's important to understand the science and not just jump on the bandwagon.
All right, let's define CBD, and let's just, you know, get right down there in the, oh God, I wanted to say it, in the weeds. Come on, I couldn't help myself.
So CBD is short for cannabidiol, and it's one of over 80 active compounds that are found in the cannabis sativa plant. And so the way I explain it to patients is that there are different strains of cannabis plants, just like there are different types of apples and different types of oranges. And each one has a unique combination of compounds. So CBD comes from a strain of cannabis called hemp, so the hemp plant. And these hemp plants are strains that contain high levels of CBD and negligible amounts of a compound called tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which is the substance that's found in marijuana. And because these types of plants contain very small, as I said, negligible amounts of THC, CBD cannot get you high, whereas marijuana, on the other hand, is derived from strains of cannabis that are bred to have very high levels of THC, so that the marijuana that you'll find in a dispensary is bred from these strains that are meant to give you the THC effect. Whereas the hemp plants that are bred for CBD, they're selectively bred to have high CBD but low THC. So that's why CBD can be consumed and used with no fear of you having a high or having any sort of behavioral effect from it. Now, the problem comes when, because there is very little regulation, actually no regulation of CBD products, while this is true in theory, there are strains of the cannabis plant that have both CBD and THC. So that's where it becomes murky, and that's where it's a case of buyer beware, and you really need to do your due diligence, because you don't want to take what you think is just CBD and doesn't have THC, and God forbid you do ingest or use something topically that's absorbed and gives you THC, which could be fine if that's the effect you're looking for, but if you were being drug tested, for example, or needed to provide a blood sample for whatever reason, and they detect that in your bloodstream, then you could be in trouble. So that's the difference between CBD and marijuana.
Good grief. Okay, I hope everyone out there has been taking notes, because this does get confusing. What's really of concern to me, and I know for you as well, is the lack of regulation. Really, you know, you don't know what you're getting, and you don't know who to trust and who to believe, and what kind of mixtures and how things are purified or not. That's always of great concern to me, to say the least. I mean, I feel this way about supplements, clearly. And, you know, if you can identify particular brands that you have a higher level of trust and confidence in, that always helps too. But this stuff's so new, it's a little difficult to know yet. So how do you navigate around this? You said buyer beware, but how do you trust any of this?
Well, it's a matter of doing your research, just as you would, hopefully, if your doctor prescribed you a new medication. You may want to look it up online from a reputable source, might want to read up about it. Similarly, if you're considering using either an oral supplement, oral CBD supplement, or a topical CBD containing skincare, read up on the particular companies and find out where they're distributed and what sort of testing they do. And that's the main problem that I have with CBD. So even though I tell my patients when they ask me, so does CBD affect the skin? Does it work? Should I be using it? And I tell them that, well, let's wait and see. In recent years, scientists have found, this is really interesting, they've found receptors for these cannabis-derived compounds. They actually found receptors for these compounds on the skin. And why we would have these receptors on our skin, who knows? But it turns out that these receptors on your skin can play a role in very common skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, as well as skin cancer, and even hair growth. So because of these potential implications to very common skin conditions. Many of my patients are really interested in it, but the significance is unknown, and whether or how they react with CBD is unknown. And we do know that there are some preliminary studies that suggest CBD can decrease inflammation, so it can help eczema rashes. It can decrease oil production from oil glands, so it may help with acne and rosacea, and it may decrease rough, scaly patches that are associated with psoriasis. So there are some potential benefits, but I think the science is not there yet, and as I said, it's unregulated, so you don't know what you're getting. There are currently no FDA-approved CBD skincare products or oral supplements for skin problems. And there was a study in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, that showed that many CBD products sold online are mislabeled. Many of these products did not contain CBD or did not contain the amount of CBD that they claimed. So even if products that you purchase do contain CBD, nobody knows the optimal dose and formula and how best to use it in skincare products. When I developed my two different lines of skincare products, I was required, as all skincare products, I was required to do testing, and I was required to adhere to certain labeling and packaging requirements. You have to list the ingredients, inactive and active ingredients, how to use it. You have to test it for bacteria and mold and fungus and mercury and all these things. And many retailers, as well as home shopping networks, when you shop for skincare on home shopping networks, they require what we call clinicals, which are studies or tests on human volunteers to demonstrate, number one, does it work, and number two, are there side effects? So that's a long-winded answer to your question, was what to look for. And I think given the lack of regulation, it is up to the individual product manufacturers to adhere to high standards, and it is up to consumers to investigate more than they might when just buying the regular skincare that's available at Sephora. So number one suggestion I would give to anyone who is considering using a CBD skincare product is contact the company and ask to see the results of any testing, any studies, especially clinicals. As I said, these are the tests that are done on human volunteers. And you want to make sure, number one, does it work? You may or may not. They may or may not have those types of tests. But more importantly than that is you want to make sure that it's safe. And if they've done testing on human volunteers, you have at least a small amount of reassurance that hopefully those volunteers did not have side effects. And if they did have side effects, they were addressed and the formula was changed. And so contact the company. They should have either an email or a 1-800 number where you can ask to speak to customer service and find out about testing. And if they've done testing, they should be more than happy and proud to share the results with you. Because you want to make sure this is not something that was just cooked in someone's kitchen or mixed in the garage, which, number one, may not have the level of ingredients that you may want, and number two, may not be hygienic. And the second thing in terms of looking for skincare products is, I would say, look for products that contain other proven ingredients. Because since we don't know what the optimal dose or formula yet of CBD in skincare, at least you know that you'll be getting the benefits of other ingredients that are incorporated in the skincare. For example, if there's an anti-aging face cream, look for products that also contain other proven ingredients such as hyaluronic acid or retin A, or I should say retinoids, which are a vitamin A derivative, or other skin softening ingredients like squalane, for example. And then if the CBD does have any additional benefits, that's great. That's icing on the cake, but at least you know that at least you'll be getting some benefit from the other ingredients. Or if you're using if you're looking for a body product to moisturize your skin, look for known anti-inflammatory ingredients like aloe or vitamin B, so that you're not wasting your effort and the money you spent on this product. So those are two ways that you can help to protect yourself and protect your investment when you're buying these new products.
I love it. Now, you said the word products, and we're all sitting here going, okay, what does Dr. Wu think in terms of, are there products out there that you have found, maybe particular brands or products, that you would actually recommend? Because I know for a fact that you've gone ahead and you've done due diligence on this.
Yes. And I just told you before we went on the air that I ordered another shipment of CBD products because there's so many of them, more and more every week from different companies. And there are a few that I think are more companies that are seem to have more serious testing and are really responsible about the manufacture of their product. So, for example, CBD, there's a company called CBD for Life, and they have a face cream that contains hyaluronic acid, which we know is a proven ingredient. Hyaluronic acid binds moisture in our skin, so it helps to restore plumpness without making our skin oily, without having to use oil. It also contains squalane, which is an essential fatty acid. I describe it to patients as it's kind of like a bubble wrap. It's normally found, naturally found in the outer layers of your skin. It helps to hold moisture in, and it helps to give your skin the plumpness and to preserve your skin barrier. This product also contains triglycerides that come from coconut oil, so they use a lot of naturally occurring ingredients in addition to CBD. I can't promise that the CBD does anything for your skin. I think there's the greatest amount of research suggesting that the CBD could be anti-inflammatory. So if you have rashes or sensitive skin, that might be an additional benefit. But as far as anti-aging, I think that's to be determined. Another product that I was very intrigued by is from a company called Charlotte's Web. It's called the Charlotte's Web Body Cream. It contains vitamin B, aloe vera, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, and shea butter, which we know it has been used in many products to help soothe dry, irritated, sensitive skin. And these are all known anti-inflammatory ingredients. And what's very responsible about this company is that they make their products in an FDA-registered facility. And that means that they are inspected and that the facility where the products are made adheres to what's called good manufacturing procedures, which are practices, GMP, good manufacturing practices, so that you can have reassurance that your products are not going to be infested with mold or fungus, that there's a certain level of hygiene, that they pay attention to expiration dates, that they have a high level of standards in terms of the way they package, the way they process the packaging, and the way they store the products. So that's a very I think that's one of the more reputable companies. And then Vertly, V-E-R-T-L-Y, they have become a very popular brand in beauty and fashion media. And Vertly makes a CBD containing lip balm, which is high in CBD. I like it because it also contains coconut oil and jojoba oil and shea butter, and it comes in a rose, kind of a light pink tinted lip balm, which tastes a little bit like cocoa, and another one that comes in a peppermint flavor. And this company also has taken their responsibility seriously as far as testing the CBD at the hemp farm where the CBD is extracted. They also test the CBD after the company receives it and after it's been formulated. So they test for purity and safety. One thing I will mention, I mentioned that there are some strains of cannabis that contain both CBD and THC. This company, Vertli, does make a lip balm that contains both CBD and THC. So to be sure, if you're ordering online, that you are ordering the one that is legal in your state, because the legality of CBD containing products is a whole other discussion that maybe we can talk to an attorney about, but that's something that you don't want to get in trouble for.
So that's really quite interesting. I was sort of laughing. I'm sorry, Jessica, but you know, when you mentioned the lip balm with the THC, and I'm thinking, well, you could sort of share the high here, you know, in a big way when you kiss somebody. But the legality piece of this is kind of interesting. So, you know, within California, you should be pretty good. But if the company is in California and I'm in, I don't know, Rhode Island or something, and I'm ordering it in across state lines, is any of that clarified yet? Because I know for a fact, I mean, look, everybody is ordering off Amazon and, you know, from online and back and forth. And if now suddenly we've got, you know, THC and CBD, this is, you know, getting a little murky out there. What would you recommend?
Well, that's the problem. When you're going across state lines, the FBI could potentially be involved. The states, individual states, are still considering what to do about CBD. Target actually briefly sold CBD products online, then removed it. Amazon has a policy where its CBD products are on the retailer's no-sell list. So you can find hemp products, but who knows if those products are, they only contain hemp oil or do they contain CBD? Even in California, it's murky because we thought up until July that CBD would be legal because it doesn't contain THC. But the California Department of Public Health just in July issued a statement that said until the federal government rules that CBD products can be used as a food or a supplement, that CBD products are not approved. Although that doesn't include skincare products. So in California, perhaps skincare products are exempt from that, but not the CBD supplements or tinctures or the CBD oil. I think it's very, very cloudy, and buyer beware. Again, please check your state rulings, and that changes. It can change from month to month. So please check and maybe talk to an attorney and see what the situation is in your particular location.
All right. Well, good grief. You know, I'm sitting here shaking in my boots going, oh, gosh, now what do we do? Well, let's just go back to skincare for just a second as we wind this up. So outside of the legality issue, who shouldn't be using CBD just in terms of skincare?
Well, people who are or have been allergic to cannabis in any way, people who develop sensitivity, as with any skincare product, people develop sensitivity, redness, itching, swelling, hives, and also people who should not be, people who have medical conditions that should not be exposed to CBD because there could be some systemic absorption of CBD. Because, for example, topical CBD has been used for arthritis, so there is some systemic penetration, and if you have multiple chemical sensitivities, for example, if you're someone who's just extremely allergic, I would be very cautious about using a product even topically, because there does seem, in certain formulations, there seems to be some penetration into the skin, and we don't know whether it's the oil or a cream? What form gives you the greater penetration and what concentration? But if you do have sensitivities, multiple allergies, I would probably stay away from it. And then talk to your doctor.
Yeah, now here's the joke.
As with anything.
I mean, like, how many doctors out there really know this? I mean, seriously, I mean, this is so new. This is so really new.
Very few, right? But I think it behooves us because people are still, at least maybe in Los Angeles, people are particularly interested because of the availability of it. But I literally almost every day I have someone asking me about CBD in skincare as well as CBD oil taken orally. I know a lot of my patients take it for everything from insomnia to pain to anxiety.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I've been keeping up on this a little bit. In June, the FDA approved its first drug comprised of an active ingredient. This is the CBD derived from marijuana to treat a rare severe forms of epilepsy. I think we've kind of known about the epilepsy piece, you know, for a while. So that's interesting. And I was thinking about, you know, where people might go to get some, you know, answers to this. And actually, if you go to the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, you can actually go to some of their subsites called Public Health Focus and others, where they have frequently asked questions about marijuana, about CBD products, THC, because, you know, one would hope that they're staying on top of this. And then let's see now, there's another interesting thing. I was looking at the FDA site as well, and there's a lot of buzz now about beauty and wellness products, from mascara to bath bombs. And this is turning out to be a very dynamic space, very robust. And so what you've told us, I mean, quite frankly, I'm the one who's been taking the notes madly here, because this is really new. This is very, very new. And that's why we went to you, Jessica, because you're on the cutting edge at all times. And I know that you have a real avid interest in these, as it were, alternative forms of treatments, and that you would be the fount of knowledge on this, at least as of today. Heaven knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And then we'll just circle back and we'll get an update. I know, you know, stay tuned, you know, and we'll get some more of this.
And read,
oh my gosh.
Read all you can. And, you know, I tell patients, consider the source when you're reading. You know, as you mentioned, try to balance your reading of blogs with more well-researched, reputable sources like FDA, is a good source. Mayo Clinic, I find very, very balanced. So I know they cover marijuana. So yes, always consider the source when you're reading.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the Mayo Clinic guys too. And quite frankly, WebMD does a great job with this too. So, you know, you do have some really good, as it were, objective sources out there to be able to access and get sort of the latest and the greatest. Because like I said, it's a moving target. Who knows, you know, tomorrow. And stay on top of what's going on in your own state with regard to marijuana, medical marijuana, and THC, because every state's different. And, you know, I never know what's going to happen in the next, you know, legislative session. So who knows? So, Jessica, I can't thank you enough. Everyone, we've had, once again, our go-to dermatologist, Dr. Jessica Wu. She is the author of my go-to book, and that is Feed Your Face, Younger, Smoother Skin, and a Beautiful Body in 28 Delicious Days. Please go to her website, Dr. Jessica Wu, that's WU.com, and you'll be able to see everything she does. And wow, I love that homepage. Now there's a picture of you, Dr. Wu. Oh my gosh, you look absolutely beautiful, but then again, you've got to walk the talk too. So we thank you very much. So Dr. Wu, thank you so much for being on the HERB podcast again.
My pleasure, Pam.
All right. And everyone out there, please just right now, take a minute, hit iTunes and rate and review this show because, oh boy, was this an eye-opener. We're just waiting to hear it from you because your feedback is incredibly important for us. That's how we are able to refine our shows and expand what we're doing. So come on down, as we say, with that rate and review. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the HERB podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every episode of the HERB podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today and stay well.